Good morning and welcome to another exciting of Blog Talk Radio's Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, D. Shipman on the mic, 8-7, 2017, 68 degrees and a threat of rain this morning. As a matter of fact, there are some flood advisories, so bring your umbrella and your rain suit possibly, and don't drive through high areas. Drive safely, be extremely safe. Had a great weekend, hope you did as well. Traveling, I actually flew out Friday, got to Charlotte. Beautiful, I mean really, really beautiful day. Then I had some business in Ohio, and from there I came home. I actually should have stopped in Pittsburgh. I have a friend up there that I needed to see, touch bases with, but my schedule really didn't permit, and I was quite tired. Rested up a little bit on Saturday, went to church on Sunday, and ready for the rest of my week. So, we have not a lot of news to talk about. Fortunately, Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker's Carnival has taken a vacation, a hiatus, if you will. Its ringmaster apparently is on vacation for another 14, 15 days somewhere in the bowels of the garbage state, and we'll see how that works out. Other than that, you know, all these racist proposals that are coming out of the Sessions DOJ are nothing more than a cynical attempt to shore up support with Trump and to save one's job, and it's just awful. It's no way this guy should have been nominated, more or less approved. But you know, and beyond that, you know, his personal politics, what people are failing to recognize is that he was passed over for a federal judgeship is something that's virtually unheard of because of his views. You know, but that's not the point. The biggest point is that during his confirmation, the Senate confirmation, he brazenly lied under oath, which is disqualifying at the least, a crime at worst. But his Republican buddies, he served in the Senate for upwards of 20 years, aren't about to take him to task over a pesky little fact. Like perjury. And this is where, you know, you have this double standard in the body politic that causes a lot of minority voters to become disenfranchised, to become, you know, wary, to become cynical of the system and saying that their votes don't count and this sort of thing, because, you know, when you have such glaring hypocrisy as such that we've seen with the swearing in not only Sessions but many of the other cabinet nominees, Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary lied under oath, and DeVos, and it's just, it goes on and on and on. And you're saying that, well, you know, there's one standard for well-connected, wealthy white people, then we, as African Americans, as regular folk, don't stand a chance. And you know, it's quite disheartening to see this sort of double standard being played out, you know, in living color. And so we're going to talk a little about that here on the Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, D. Shipman. When we come back, for some reason, and I haven't had the opportunity to do it, but maybe I'll do it sometime later today. our carts have been just, maybe they're placed on repeat or something of that nature. Anyway, I have to look into it. Let's take a break. Come back on the other side of the break. And we're back here at Mark and the Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman, on the mic. And you know, I had some friends over this weekend, and you know, obviously when you have friends over, they know you know, people that you know in common. And one of my friends was telling me that you know, someone that we knew in common had gotten into trouble. He didn't know the details, the full details of it, but you know, I immediately shifted into lawyer gear because he's telling me that they, her and one of the other guys at this charter school that, you know, we all had a relationship with, you know, were caught embezzling money, and he was saying, you know, they weren't prosecuting this, that, and I said, nah, I find that hard to believe. So the guy's not a lawyer type. He's the editor for ABC, you know, good friend of mine, good buddy. And he pulled it up on his smartphone, and it gave some details, but it looked like a blog, you know, wasn't particularly well-crafted or well-written. And I said, well, let's go to the newspapers, see what they have to say about it. And I was astounded. You know, these two, and I know him personally, the guy, as a matter of fact, I lived around the corner from him. He used to have a house out there. And I know his mother, I know his kids, his wife, the whole nine. And apparently they were having an affair. I don't know whether, you know, he got divorced as a consequence of the affair or what. But it was an open secret from what I understand. And so at any rate, long story short, he'd embezzled a substantial amount of money from the school in his capacity as chief executive officer. Had no credentials as an educator, but was apparently running one aspect of the school. You know, the two locations, one school and two locations. And somehow the Department of Education in the state in which they reside got wind of these misappropriations, and the board was forced to launch an audit or something like this. It's not really clear how they got the information, but the state auditor got involved, and it got real ugly very quick. And the woman, who just got married, by the way, you know, got married late last year. I don't know how that's working out, you know, given, you know, the enormity, you know, of her fall. And, you know, when you sit up on high, you know, you have to be careful about, you know, you're on a perch, you know, the fall that you might take if you, you know, you misstep. And, you know, a lot of blacks in positions of authority, you know, for some reason, man, they drink the Kool-Aid and they don't realize that, you know, your position is as tenuous as any other African-American in this country. So at any rate, she was sentenced, and again, my friend didn't know it, because I was saying, no, there's no way, you know, in the world you can embezzle any amount of money and not walk away with it. So they, you know, they hit her with a slew of charges, state and federal, because at the time the charter school was receiving substantial federal funds. I don't know whether it's under Title IV or what. Anyway, I have to look that up, how they received their funding. It's probably block granted to the state education, and then they get you know, money's allocated to them, according to some formula. So she pled guilty and was basically given a free pass. I don't know if she rolled over on a guy or what, but they had an affair, and she was saying that the guy had stacked the board with his frat brothers. You know, they both were in sororities and fraternities respectively. But she really, you know, put it all on him, and, you know, from what I understand, he put it all on her. But, you know, if you look at the expenditures, you know, and I did, I took the time to look at the auditor's report. He was making reckless purchases. I don't know how he expected to get away with it, but at any rate, he's due to be sentenced, I believe, in November, and faces upwards of 30 years. That's a substantial amount of time. The guy's not really young. You know, he's in his mid-40s, you know, to be facing that kind of time with school-age kids, you know, it's quite troubling, you know. And I'm sure that, you know, if the fact that him and her were having an affair hadn't taken its toll on the marriage, I'm sure the tipping point was this this looming prison sentence that he faced. I can't imagine, you know, any wife enduring all that in such a short period of time. It's just incredible. So the guy really threw away his career, and it was really bothering me because I know these people extremely well. You know, I had a long relationship with them, you know, and I'm still stunned. I just can't believe they would do something of this nature, you know. And I know that, you know, people, you know, are flawed. I'm flawed, but, you know, being floored and actually, you know, doing something of a criminal nature or two and three different things. I mean, you can be floored in your personal habits and predilections and even your wants and your needs, but, you know, to actually, you know, consciously engage in criminality when you're at the level that you're at, you know, you have advanced degrees, you have a family, you're well respected in the community, you know, you're letting a lot of people down, you know, a lot of people that look up to you. And you know, I tell people this all the time. I tell my child this, you know, that people are always observing, and that's why I try. And I'm not saying I'm always successful. I am not. I'm not going to sit up here and utter that lie that I'm always successful, but I try to maintain a certain decorum, you know, personal and professional behavior, because I've been put in situations where, you know, I was tempted by, you know, someone in the workplace and might have wanted to date them and stuff like that, you know. And it's not necessarily unethical, but it's best to be as professional as you can, and to keep your personal and your professional separate. You know, it's an issue of convenience, I know, for a lot of us. When you're working in close proximity and you might be attracted to someone in the workplace, and it's best to avoid those sort of engagements. And I haven't been successful in the past, but, you know, as of late, you know, as I've gotten older and matured and become much more sophisticated about interpersonal relationships, certainly intimate relationships, you know, I've tended to avoid relationships in the workplace because they tend to get messy, you know, and then people are talking about, you know, things that are extraordinarily intimate in a professional setting, you know, which, you know, crosses a lot of boundaries. So they were unable to curtail their attraction for one another, or whatever the case may be. I think it was just a situation of knowing them both of convenience. You know, he was there, she was there. They worked at the highest levels of this, you know, co-leaders. They ran these schools apparently into the ground, and you know, left rather ignominiously. You know, they were terminated, fired, however you want to say it. Contract, you know, was voided, and they were left to their own devices. So I don't know quite what the guy is doing. Because like I said, the lady threw him under the bus and, you know, basically said that she was repaying some, if not all, of the monies she owed, and she owed substantially less than he did. He owed in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and why he would take that type of money from the school, knowing that there is a paper trail that will lead right back to him, is quite astounding. And quite understand what his rationale was for doing such a thing, but he did it, and he's facing a substantial amount of jail time. And it's just, I know it's got to be heartbreaking. I know his mother personally, it's got to be heartbreaking for this guy and for his children. And like I said, I can't imagine that his wife is sticking around for this, but you know, she might. You can't tell me that it hasn't, or it is not taking its toll. An affair, and then in the wake of an affair, you get arrested for embezzlement, official misconduct, and all sorts of crimes. And on top of that, you know, you're facing the prospect of a lengthy prison sentence. I just, you know, it's you know, quite difficult to see anyone hanging around to see the hammer fall. Let's take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of the break and finish up. And we're back here at Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman, on the mic. 8/7/2017, 68 degrees outside, quite humid, and we expect, there are flash flood advisories all up and down the East Coast. If you go out, carry an umbrella, certainly, and a rain suit would be preferable. Certainly, if you're driving, don't drive through standing water. You don't know how deep the water is, and you don't want to be caught out there. Now, you know, I have several vehicles, and one is a truck that for the last couple of years I've been pressing to service as a daily driver, and frequently I go through high waters with that, because the truck sits up quite high in its stock state. We don't have a lift kit on it or anything. This is a work truck, you know. We basically use it to haul materials back and forth from one location to the other. And it has served me well for some time. As a matter of fact, it's in the shop. We got the oil changed over the weekend, so I went to pick it up after I get out of class later today. But my cars, none of my cars would I drive to standing water. I mean, you know, that's an accident waiting to happen. You know, you flood that engine with water, and you're looking at a rebuild, and that's the bottom line. And, you know, that's quite expensive. You know, $5,000-$6,000. You know, for the rebuild, the install. So don't do it to yourself, boys and girls. You know, if you see standing water, you know, detour, or some other type of way, even if you have to abandon your vehicle for a couple of hours, you know, lock it up and let the police know that it's there, and the reason that it's there, and you know, come back another day and at least you have your car. So that's where we're at today with the weather. So, you know, again, you know, it's 68 degrees and humid. And we expect rain all day today. So we were talking about my, you know, my friends, and, you know, I'm saddened beyond belief, you know, at the situation in which they find themselves. But, you know, they're victims of their own choosing. You know, these are, you know, conscious decisions made by sophisticated, educated professionals who ought to have known better. I mean, you know, I see it all the time. We see evidence of this sort of silliness, you know. All the time, where, you know, blacks think they can get away with the same criminality that whites engage in, you know, especially in politics, you know, among our elected officials, you know. But in this case, they weren't elected officials. They were, one was an educator, the other was a business person that was supposed to be maintaining an accounting or accounts for the charter school, and started using the funds, I guess became too tempting as his personal ATM. And, you know, we're always confronted with temptation. That's the way the world is. You know, we're always going to be confronted with temptation. And we have to be weary of indulging our weaknesses. We really do. I mean, it's who doesn't like money? I mean, we all like when we like to spend it, we like to have it. Certainly, I don't know anyone that says, I don't want any money, you know, except, you know, certain people in the priesthood, you know, certainly in Catholicism, you know, where not really in Protestantism, but certainly in Catholicism, where, you know, clerics are taking vows of poverty, you know, nuns and monks and that sort of thing. And they don't live in the world, so, you know, it's quite easy, or not necessarily easy, but, you know, that's what they've decided to do as a homage to God and to their ministry. But for those of us that live in the world, you know, you cannot live in a world without money, without income streams. But to certainly, you know, to engage in this sort of wildly unethical behavior, you know, and expose your family to what this guy has exposed his family to is just absolutely outrageous. And, you know, he's going to pay a big price for it. And, you know, all we can say is, you know, I wish him the very best. At this point, I'm not going to reach out to him. I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, he has a lot on his plate right now. So, you know, the very best. But let's, you know, just keep this in the back of your mind while I dedicated at least a substantial portion of the show today to discussing this, because, you know, oftentimes we're placed in positions of public trust, and, you know, it's very tempting oftentimes to violate that trust, and we have to be wary of doing so. Enjoy the rest of your week, and if you're going out today, again, grab an umbrella or make sure that you're dressed appropriately, because it will be raining.